How to become a successful business owner and investor. Most of us have heard the saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I would like to modify that statement a little. Instead, I would say, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a baby step. I emphasize this because I have seen too many people attempt to take the great leap forward instead of taking baby steps. Long-term financial success is not measured in how big your stride is. Long-term financial success is measured in the number of steps, in which direction you're moving, and in numbers of years. In reality, that is the formula for success or failure in any endeavor. When it comes to money, I have seen too many people, myself included, attempt to do too much with too little, and then crash and burn. In other words, you go from baby steps to walking and then to running. This is the path I recommend. For people who want to be successful in the information age, the faster they begin to develop their financial intelligence and emotional intelligence, the faster they will feel more financially secure and find financial freedom. Today, when people say, don't work hard, work smart, they do not mean work smart in the E or S quadrants. They actually mean working smart in the B or I quadrants. That is information age thinking, which is why financial intelligence and emotional intelligence are so vital today and will be vital in the future. So what is the answer? Obviously, my answer is to re-educate yourself like a rich person, not a poor or middle-class person. In other words, to think and look at the world from the B or I quadrant. However, the solution is not as simple as going back to school and taking a few courses. To be successful in the B or I quadrant requires financial intelligence, systems intelligence, and emotional intelligence. These things cannot be learned in school. The reason these intelligences are hard to learn is because most adults are wired to the hard work and spend mode of life. They feel financial anxiety, so they hurry off to work and work hard. They come home and hear about the stock market going up and down. The anxiety grows, so they go shopping for a new house or car, or they go and play golf to avoid the anxiety. The problem is that the anxiety returns on Monday morning. People often ask me how to get started thinking like a rich person. I always recommend starting small and seeking education. If people are serious about learning and retraining themselves to think like a rich person, I recommend my patented board game, Cash Flow. I created the game to help people improve their financial intelligence. It gives people the mental, physical, and emotional training required to allow them to make the gradual change from thinking like a poor or middle-class person to thinking like a rich person. Cash flow, not money, relieves anxiety. Financial struggle and poverty are really financial anxiety problems. They are mental and emotional loops that keep people stuck in what I call the rat race. Unless the mental and emotional hooks are broken, the pattern remains intact. I worked with a banker a few months ago on breaking his pattern of financial struggle. I'm not a therapist, but I have had experience in breaking my own financial habits instilled by my family. The banker makes more than $120,000 a year, but is always in some sort of financial trouble. He has a beautiful family, 3 cars, a big house, a vacation home, and he looks the part of a prosperous banker. When I looked at his financial statement, however, I found he had a financial cancer that would be terminal in a few years if he did not change his ways. The first time he and his wife played cash flow, he struggled and fidgeted almost uncontrollably. His mind was wandering, and he could not seem to grasp the game. After 4 hours of play, he was stuck. Everyone else had completed the game, but he was still in the rat race. So I asked him as we put the game away what was going on. His only answer was that the game was too hard, too slow, and too boring. I then reminded him of what I had told him before the game started, that all games are reflections of the people playing. In other words, a game is like a mirror that allows you to look at yourself. That statement angered him, so I backed off, and I asked if he was still committed to getting his financial life in order. He said he was still committed, so I invited him and his wife, who loved the game, to come and play again with an investment group I was coaching. A week later, he showed up, reluctantly. This time, a few lights began to go on inside his head. He still did not finish the game after 4 hours, but he was beginning to learn. As he left this time, he invited himself back. By the third meeting, he was a new man. He was now in control of the game, his accounting, and his investments. His confidence soared, and this time he successfully exited the rat race and was on the fast track. This time, as he left, he purchased a game and said, "I'm going to teach my kids." By the fourth meeting, he told me his own personal expenses were down, he had changed his spending habits and cut up several credit cards, and he was now taking an active interest in learning to invest and build his asset column. His thinking was now on track to make him an information age thinker. By the fifth meeting, he purchased Cashflow 202, which is the advanced game for people who have mastered the original Cashflow 101. He was now reading and eager to play the fast and risky game that true B's and I's play. The best news is that he'd taken control of his financial future. He had re-educated himself not only mentally, but also, more importantly, emotionally, via the power of the repetitive learning process that comes from a game.